Anyway, so Vladimir Putin, the president of the Russian Federation, announced yesterday, it was Monday, the 31st of October, that the mobilization was over. You may recall that in mid-October he called up 100,000 reservists. Sorry, mid-September. This is often forgotten, 100,000. And then it's the 21st of September that he signed a decree to call up a certain number more. He never said 360,000. It was the defense minister said 360,000. And remember that 21st of September decree has Article 7 of it blank. We don't know what that says. That's still secret, which was presumably broadening it much more because he knew that would go down so badly. He wasn't going to reveal that yet, not unless he absolutely has to. So President Putin said the mobilization is over. The defense minister Sergei Shoigu said likewise. And you might recall the beginning of this war, which he denies is actually a war. He vowed that not a single conscript would be sent to Ukraine. When within days he acknowledged that that wasn't the case, that some had been sent, but it wasn't by him. It was his underlings who disobeyed his orders, which might well be true actually. But nevertheless, don't make a pledge unless you can be sure you can fulfill it. So why are they ending it? Because they don't even pretend to have actually garnered 460,000 conscripts or anywhere close to it. They have given a figure, but is well short of that. Now, it might take time to draft more people. Remember, it's going to be drafting men 18 to 35 who are able-bodied, who've already undergone military training. Because you may know, Russian boys at the age of 18 usually have to do 1 year in the armed forces. And that'll get them up to whatever their basic skill set. Because I'm told that warfare is increasingly technological and sophisticated, and therefore you need more training than ever. And 1 year isn't really worth it. You just get through the rudiments of soldiering, and then they're out. And then the real professional soldiers spend most of their time training these people who are never going to come back. But many of those who have these elementary military skills who've been brought back, meant to have a 2 week refresher course. In at least a few cases, they've been sent to the front line with no refresher course whatsoever. Some people have been conscripted who are not, who have never done their military training, because remember, there are many people who avoid it through going to university, much shorter course, just bribe their way out of it, are diagnosed as permanently medically unfit for military service. Sometimes they really are medically unfit for military service. Sometimes they're not. They've just bribed a doctor to do it. So it's a large minority avoid it. Some people over the age of 35 are conscripted. They're meant to be exemptions for the fathers of disabled children, for fathers who've got two or more children below the age of 16. Remember, this is part of his campaign to boost the fertility rate, which has really failed. Because remember, even the target he's set for the fertility rate, even if that's hit, it'll be sub-replacement fertility. So even if he fulfills his goals on fertility rate, the Russian population will still be declining, but just not as rapidly as he wanted it to. So anyway, the Defense Ministry has claimed it's no longer handing out these draft notices. Some anti-draft protesters were drafted, and remember, although they want to recruit 460,000 young men, and roughly that number have actually fled Russia since the 21st of September, going principally to Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, Georgia, Armenia, to a lesser extent, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, all countries they can go to without visas, a few to Israel, a few to Turkey, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia. These are European Union countries. They need visas. Finland, out of the country. And in most of Belarus is no good because it's a common travel area with Russia. You could easily be conscripted there and put into the Russian army. Belarus itself might go to war against Ukraine. So, anyway, sometimes these men have taken their wives, girlfriends, their children with them. So it's really decreased Russia's population. Not only have they left the country, but the babies of these couples are going to be born outside of Russia. And notably, three billionaires in the last month, they've renounced Russian citizenship because they don't want to be subject to sanctions. Moreover, they're protesting against Russia's illegal and unprovoked invasion. So the defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, he said that 82,000 of these recruits in September already in Ukraine, but only 41,000 of them are in military units. So I wouldn't believe any of this data. Almost every datum for the Russian government is false. But if even a quarter of that is true, that's something. That has helped a little bit. And the people they have to replace were often the crack soldiers, the elitists, the paratroopers who went in first, the professionals, and they suffered high casualties. So you're not replacing like with like. You're often replacing the real cream of the Russian army with real third raters. Anyway, it's sort of done more harm than good. But nevertheless, they will have of the 460,000 they wanted to draft, they might have got half of that, and that will help a bit. And because fighting will really slow down in the bad weather, it's getting very muddy with the heavy rain now. There'll be snow and ice. They got a few months to train them before campaigning begins in earnest, maybe towards the end of February. There've been all sorts of mistakes. There's been a lot of cock up. I think about cock up rather than conspiracy when they're conscripting people over the minimum age, or people just in a rush to fulfill quotas and say, well, I'll break the rules and conscript people who are meant to be exempt. Now, police officers are exempt. Bit of an incentive to say the police, those in the FSB, Federalная Служба Безопасности, which is Russia's internal oppression force, but also operates in Russia's periphery, the immediately adjacent countries, the near abroad, as Russia calls it. Like Ukraine, the FSB was meant to prepare the ground, intelligence-wise, in terms of psychological operations, political destabilization for Ukraine, and failed miserably. So FSB officers, they're exempt, and so on. There are all sorts of rumors that state employers have been exempt, but some civil servants have been drafted, people in the IT sector, possibly bankers, but there's no clarity on that one. We don't know who's exempt. And Russia claims that 13,000 men have volunteered for the military. Again, I wouldn't believe that statistic at all, but okay, I would accept some have volunteered. Russia's made a big effort to recruit Central Asian guest workers to join the Russian army, promising them they would get a fast-track citizenship. It often takes 10 years to obtain several thousand dollars, which is often a fortune for one of these Central Asian guest workers. They often work in badly paid sectors in construction as farm labourers, cleaners and so forth in public sanitation. And so Russian citizenship is not quite alluring to them, despite the fact their governments have warned them that if you join the Russian army, you face jail if you ever come home. And of course, I wouldn't trust Moscow's promises. I wouldn't trust Putin as far as I could punch him. He will always renege on his promises. And the golden hellos, the high salaries have not been paid. He's betrayed these people who put their trust in him, to willing to lay down their lives for him. Just betrays everybody. So they're ending it because it's achieved some of its goals and it's been counterproductive to continue. It's making the war more unpopular. It's accelerating the brain drain. So often the best connected, best educated, wealthiest people are leaving the country, taking their money with them. People Russia desperately needs to retain, like IT engineers. People are highly mobile, can be digital nomads, can work in Tbilisi, Yerevan, Tel Aviv, wherever, just wherever they've got an internet connection. And these are people Russia can ill afford to lose. Nevertheless, of the eligible people, so there's something like 15 million, they've conscripted very, very few of them. They're going to conscript about 3% of that, and maybe a further 3% fled this, the past couple of months, a further 3% fled early in the year. So about 90% of them are still available. Right, so that's why they have ended it. Fighting will slow down in the winter. There'll be bombardment. There won't be that much movement on the ground. Right, thank you for watching my video. Goodbye.